Welcome to The Terrible Take, a daily segment telling Steelers Nation what's on our mind. I'm Dave Bryan. What will the Pittsburgh Steelers tight end slash fullback room look like in 2023? As we sit here in early February, I think that's a great question to ask, and one we won't likely get more clarity on until the middle of March or late March. For starters, I think most everyone agrees that tight end Pat Freiermuth will be in that 2023 tight end slash fullback room, as will Connor Hayward. Beyond that, well, two others that made up the Steelers' 2022 tight end slash fullback room, Zach Gentry and Derek Watt, are both scheduled to become unrestricted free agents in the middle of March. Will both be re-signed on the cheap? Both Gentry and Watt aren't high-profile, soon-to-be unrestricted free agents, so chances are probably pretty good that each won't command big money come March. That said, might there be a team out there willing to overpay just a tad for the services of one or both players? Once again, we'll see. What if one of Gentry or Watt aren't ultimately re-signed this offseason? What if both aren't? Could that result in the Steelers selecting another tight end in the 2023 NFL draft? As crazy as that might sound as we sit here in early February, maybe it won't sound so crazy come the end of March. Let's face a few facts here before I move on. None of Freiermuth, Gentry, Hayward, or Watt are regarded as being great run blockers, and especially when used on the end of the line of scrimmage. Quite honestly, playing on the end of the line is not ideal for either Hayward or Watt due to their size. Gentry can obviously play on the end of the line, but exiting the 2022 season, I think one could flip a coin as to which was the better run blocker between he and Freiermuth. Oh, and once again, neither were great in that phase of their game. So where am I going with all this? Well, is it so unthinkable right now that the Steelers might consider drafting Notre Dame tight end Michael Mayer with one of their first two selections in the 2023 NFL draft? More than likely the 32nd overall pick and not the 17th overall? Mayer is probably the best all-around tight end in this year's draft class, and he's only still 21 years of age to boot. He's a damn good blocking tight end coming out of college and could instantly help the Steelers' running game because of that. The same might can be said for Georgia product Darnell Washington, a monster of a young man who, like Mayer, is still just 21 years of age. Washington might could even be selected with the Steelers' second of two second-round selections they had this year. Maybe even their third. Oh, and both Mayer and Washington would be cheaper than Gentry and or Watt in 2023. That's a fact. Look, I think Gentry is a fine person, and he's been a great teammate to boot. All that said, I think we have now seen his ceiling as a second tight end in the Steelers' offense. They should not overpay to keep him because of that. Additionally, the Steelers should just not settle for him being the team's number two tight end in 2023, should they indeed re-sign him on the cheap. In short, if the opportunity presents itself for the Steelers to upgrade their tight end slash fullback room this offseason via the draft, I hope they do. In the meantime, let's continue this discussion at the end of March, because by then we should know the status of both Gentry and Watt. Be sure to follow us at SteelersDepot.com and check out episodes of The Terrible Take every day at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And check out The Terrible Podcast with myself and Alex Cazora every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.